fasten your seatbelts, and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. You're listening to the sounds of Florida's South Beach Chamber Ensemble, recorded live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Shereen Seward. Today, as we have for 14 consecutive years on Wisconsin Public Radio, we're bringing you, once again, an hour of delightful music and lively conversation with Wausau native Michael Andrews, the executive director of this South Florida-based group of chamber musicians. They're in town once again for their annual sojourn to central and northern Wisconsin. Michael is not only the ensemble leader, but he joins us on cello, along with Sheena Gutierrez on violin, Marie Von Rieden also on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass. The South Beach Up North Tour is sponsored in part by Wisconsin Public Radio, with performances scheduled through Friday, July 26th in Wausau and Minocqua. For the next hour, Michael and his musicians will be performing selections from their upcoming shows, which will likely include some surprising and inspiring choices. In the past, we've heard selections from traditional composers, sprinkled in with songs from Jimi Hendrix, The Beatles, Seal, and even Lady Gaga. Because of the unique nature of this program, we won't be taking any calls today. Michael, welcome back to Route 51.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
So excited to have you and so excited for your performance today. Once again, back in Wausau, I've got to ask, what brings you back year after year?
Well, I grew up here. You know, I went to school, graduated from Wausau Senior High. Still have lots of really good friends here. And I love Wausau. It's a little hot and humid this week, but it's really a comfortable town, and it's really growing. The arts are growing. Business is growing. It's great to go on 3rd Avenue, 3rd Street, and see the umbrellas. It's just a charming place to be.
Yes, wonderful. Well, we're very glad to have you here, for sure. I know that you have a number of people that you'd like to thank, and I want to give you the opportunity to thank those people who have made this possible for you.
Yes. So we couldn't do this without the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. They have been supporting us since we started in 2006. And then also the Wisconsin Arts Board, the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation, City Pages, Clover Belt Credit Union, Dudley Foundation, Envision Eye Care, St. John's Episcopal Church, Habish and Rotor, Jefferson Street Inn, Northwoods Goldsmith, UMR, Wausau Conservatory of Music, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Woods and Art Museum.
Wonderful. Are you connected with people at the conservatory by chance?
We do. We actually have rehearsals there. And I actually knew Bellamy Hostler, who helped found the organization years ago. And so we do our rehearsals there. We also, the concert on the 20th is with high school kids. So we work with young high school kids in the area. So we do all rehearsals at the conservatory, and we love it there, and they love us.
I knew Bellamy well and was a conservatory student myself back in the early 80s when it was first in a small building in downtown Wausau. I had the opportunity to study there, and it was really an amazing experience. So just a neat connection.
And I think Wausau is very, you know, to have a conservatory of this quality in a small town is really special.
It really is. It's quite a gift. So one of your performances I see features some Beethoven. Beethoven, one of, I think, the most intriguing composers in history. I think, there's so much that's been published about him. What do you find most compelling about his music?
Well, in his music, whether it's a symphony or a piano trio or a string quartet, he actually creates the whole universe. The whole world is in his pieces. And next year will be his 250th anniversary of his birth. So we are really happy to do Beethoven. And Ken had said earlier in the year, oh, I want to do Beethoven string quartets. So we're doing the Beethoven Opus 18 number 4 on the concert on the 18th. So his music is, it's very, I don't want to say intellectual, but it's very well thought out. And he was a genius besides Bach and Brahms and other composers. His music is so human, you know, the ups and downs and the accents and the unexpected turns of phrase. It's just really human music.
It certainly still speaks to listeners so many years after it was written. What is it that makes it so enduring?
Well, his music, whether it's early string quartet or a late string quartet, or his symphonies when he ended up with the Ninth Symphony with a huge chorus, it endures because humanity needs it.
Interesting. Well, I wanted to mention there are four concerts scheduled for this year's tour. Three of those are in Wausau. One is in Minocqua. Listeners can find a link to the program information. Everything you need to know will be at wpr.org/route51. You have a website as well?
We do. It is sobeychamberensemble.org.
All right.
And we're also on Facebook, so people in Wausau can like us. It's called South Beach Up North. It's a South Beach Up North page.
All right. So listeners can follow that as well and get updates on future concerts and in future years as well.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, what would you like to perform for us?
Well, the first thing we're doing one movement of the Beethoven Opus 18 number 4. And the Opus 18s are his early string quartets. There were six of them. So this is the fourth, and it's in C minor. And we're going to be doing the Andante Scherzo Quasi Allegretto.
Well, I'm so excited. It's the South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie von Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you. beautiful. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. There are four concerts scheduled for this year's South Beach Up North Tour, three of which are in Wausau, one in Minocqua. Listeners can find a link to the program information at WPR.org/Route 51. We'll be back after a short break with more. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Today, we're hearing the sounds of Florida's South Beach Chamber Ensemble, featuring Wausau native Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on the viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass. There are four concerts scheduled for this year's South Beach Up North Tour, three of which are in Wausau, one is in Minocqua, and listeners can find a link to the program information at WPR.org/Route 51. What a wonderful show. And I know that Mozart on the Move is part of your regular repertoire. This is one of those incredible concerts that feature a unique collaboration. What can you tell me about that?
Well, Mozart on the Move started in Miami, and we actually got a grant to play more unusual or unexpected music for a string quartet. So we always start with Mozart. That's why it's called Mozart on the Move. And it's generally a mix of Italian opera arias and sambas and tangos and pop songs. So it's very eclectic and it's really listener friendly. So we work with, for this program only, we work with high school kids. So we actually work with a high school string quartet. And they're coming mostly from East and West High School this year. And I have to say that the education of these kids is really great. There is great musical education in this town. Even when I was growing up many, many years ago, we had strong orchestras. We had incredible teachers. Mr. Rigi was my teacher. And, you know, Kirsten Strong, she teaches with East and West High Schools. And the teachers at the conservatory are great, Patrick Langer and Ann Johnson. And so Wausau is very fortunate to have a conservatory of this quality. So we choose four high school students. We work with them. I work with them before my people get here so they can learn the music. They are playing on the second half of our program. So the second half will be a mix of classical music and also Sting and Tito Puente. So it's very eclectic, and it's a great mix of very wonderful music.
I have in front of me a list of the songs that you'll be playing, and you chose one of my favorites from Sting, An Englishman in New York. I think that's just an incredible song.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it at the live show. How are these students chosen for the program?
Well, I talked to the teachers. I talked to the teachers at the conservatory and also to Kirsten Strong and Ann Johnson. Ann is also, she conducts the orchestra in D.C. Everest. So I get feedback from them. Some of the students come back, like Patija is our cello student. And this will be her third year. So some of the students are, you know, we've had extensive training with them. Some of them are new. The violist is coming back this year. But just sort of an example of how it impacts these students, one of our students, a viola student a couple of years ago, he now has gone off to music school. So we really like the kind of work that we do with kids because it really can change their lives.
I would imagine so. Well, let's hear something from that program, if you would.
Well, we're going to be doing, it's a wonderful piece by Leonard Cohen, who died a couple of years ago, Canadian. And we're going to be doing Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wow. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Von Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, Cindy Blandino on double bass live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners can find a link to program information for the upcoming shows at WPR.org/Route 51. Hallelujah is one of my favorites. It's one of those that just resonates and gives you chills every time you hear it. And that was incredible. So thank you so much for sharing it with us. I'd like to get to know a little bit more about each of you, each of the artists involved here. Kenneth, let's start with you. You're being featured on viola. Sounds beautiful. You also have some Wisconsin connections?
I do.
Okay.
I grew up in Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And went to Oregon High School, just south of Madison.
All right. And did you have a Viterbo College connection, too?
That, too.
Okay.
Wisconsin, in La Crosse for 2 years, taught viola with the Artaria Quartet of Boston when they were in residence over there.
Fantastic. How long have you been involved in this project, and what drew you to it? What made you want to participate?
I believe 2012 was my first year, and I've been doing it every year. There was 1 year where I had to miss because I had Italian courses I had to take. So this would be my 7th season. And of course, it was a wonderful opportunity to be able to come to Wisconsin. I love, I get to visit my parents. They still live in Oregon right now. And I actually met Michael, even though he's from Wisconsin. We're both Wisconsinites. We met in Florida, and he offered me the opportunity, and I was very happy to take it. You know, come back to Wisconsin, see the family, play chamber music, get paid. Hey, can't
beat that.
Sounds
like a pretty good deal, right? Well, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
On the double bass, we have Cindy. I've got to tell you, that always is, it seems like the double bass is this backbone of chamber music. It gives that depth and resonates with listeners. So I just think it's wonderful. How did you get involved in this project?
I've known Michael since 1980, so going on 30 years.
Oh, okay.
He's been a constant in my traveling life, shall we say. So,
all right.
When I come back to Wisconsin, it kind of feels like a second home to me.
I suppose.
Because I'm with Michael and his family, and also because I've been coming here for so long.
True. All right. And you actually, you play with the Phoenix Opera?
I do.
Okay. Where else do you perform?
I live in Los Angeles now, so my connections in Phoenix are diminishing some. I still go back and I play certain things there, but I'm focusing more in California now.
All right. Do you love your trips to Wisconsin, or is it one of those things that you go, Wisconsin, what am I doing? What is it about Wisconsin that makes you want to come back?
I think it's a really cool town. And I've even thought,
really
I have favorite houses saved on Zillow. I haven't even told Michael that, but I do.
Wonderful. Well, we're so glad to have you here. Now let's move to the violin section. Marie, you actually earned your Bachelor of Music degree at UW-Stevens Point, did you not?
Yes, I did.
So this is kind of coming home for you as well?
Yep. I've always lived in Wisconsin. I grew up in Milwaukee, and music was just something my entire family did.
That's in my house, piano lessons were not optional. My mother was a piano teacher, so we all started early, and it's just such a gift to have that when you're a youngster and then take it with you into your adult life. You are also involved in the Central Wisconsin Youth Symphony?
I did coach for the Central Wisconsin Youth Symphony for a year. I've played with the Central Wisconsin Symphony for 5 years, though.
Yes, okay. So you still have that connection as well.
Yes.
What would you like your audiences to take away from this? I mean, what do you want listeners to get from this experience, hearing you all together?
I think chamber music is really unique to hear because everybody has different ideas, and it's just so great to collaborate because you get to try everyone's ideas. But I think what I'd like for people to take away the most is a lot of people in their life look for two things, a purpose and a meaning. And music for me, you know, really was that purpose, and the meaning was to give it away. And so for people to just come and listen and enjoy it, and hopefully to help them understand their purposes, their gifts, their talents, and that they be used to bring joy to other people.
Do you find you prepare differently for a chamber ensemble performance as opposed to a large group, a symphony orchestra, as you participate in both, obviously? So, I mean, is there a difference in how you prepare for that performance?
There's a little bit of a difference, but not much. It can be easy to try and hide in orchestras, and it's not easy
to
hide
in a quartet. I'm familiar
with
that. except you can't hide with a piccolo.
Yeah.
So,
I'd say there's a little bit of a difference, but also, you know, you're in a chamber ensemble, you're in an orchestra to be able to hold your own part and to be able to support the musicians around you. So then again, there isn't much of a difference because, you know, if you don't come prepared, then you're not being that support for other musicians.
All right. Wonderful. And of course, last but not least, we have our violinist on the end, Sheena Gutierrez. You are one of Bolivia's most promising young talents. I read that. And certainly your performance today is living up to the hype. So really just amazing. You debuted in 2005 as a soloist with the Coral Gables Conservatory Young Musicians Orchestra. Other early successes as well. You've performed around the world. So what is it that drew you to the South Beach Up North project in Wisconsin?
Well, it's almost like a dream come true because the first time I met Michael was probably in 2005 when one of my first private teachers, Thomas Moore, and he invited me to a concert in Miami Beach Botanical Gardens, and it was, I think, a piano trio. And I saw them perform, and I just thought, wow, that is amazing. Like, I saw my own teacher perform. I saw Michael. It's a wonderful thing, just chamber music. And then just about 3 years ago, Michael needed a second violin for, I think, this one in Wausau. And I said, yes, I'll go to Wisconsin. And I've been back every year since.
And that sounded like a pretty emphatic yes.
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, you're a young musician. What are your hopes and dreams for the future? As a musical artist, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, my ultimate dream is to just do chamber music every single time opportunity I get. I'm currently doing my doctorate at the University of Miami, so I still have that to finish. But after that, I'll see where life will lead me. You know, I'll take whichever opportunity I can find.
Sounds good. And Michael, really, I mean, we've talked a lot. We know you're from Wausau, but what do you really want audiences to take away from this?
Well, I just read something on Facebook, and I think it's documented. There's all these scientific studies, you know, that if you attend a music concert, a live music concert, you live longer. So why wouldn't you come to all four of our concerts and every other concert in Wausau? You know, the PAF with Sean Wright has great entertainment, you know, all kinds of entertainment. And so I think if people would take the time out of their busy, busy schedule and sit down and relax and not think about anything but the music flowing over them. Because we say that music inspires and energizes all people. It creates peace, harmony, joy, and really unprecedented satisfaction being alive. So why wouldn't you want that?
Absolutely. Well, what are you going to play for us next?
Well, we're doing, this is our sort of our set, our pop set. We just did, a great piece by Leonard Cohen. So this is going to be by the Turtles called Happy Together.
This is the South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you. You are hearing the music of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blondino on double bass, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll be back after a short break with more. I'm Shereen Seward on Route 51. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Today, we're hearing the sounds of Florida's South Beach Chamber Ensemble, featuring Wausau native Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass. There are four concerts scheduled for this year's South Beach Up North Tour, three of which are in Wausau, one which is in Minocqua. Listeners can find a link to the program information at wpr.org/Route 51. Michael, you perform with amazing world-class musicians. How do they react when you ask them to come to Wausau with you, come to Minocqua with you?
Well, they're very excited because if they don't know Wausau, they're in for a pleasant surprise. And if they do know, they really want to come back because usually the weather is very nice and temperate here. But this is a little bit of Miami weather we're having this week. But everyone's always excited to come and say yes.
Wonderful. How do you make your choices on selections? How do you choose the songs that you think are right for these audiences?
Well, you know, I live in South Beach, so we have a very big, strong Latin influence. So we're going to be doing some Latin tunes on our Mozart on the Move. And we're just excited by all kinds of music, not just classical music, but, you know, Italian opera arias, or, you know, we have sort of a signature tango, the Por Una Cabeza by Carlos Gardel. And we just love playing all kinds of music. And one of the things we're doing this year for the first time ever will be Chandelier by Sia.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, what would you like to play for us next?
Well, we're going to be doing Siboney, which is by Ernesto Lecuona. He's probably one of the most famous Cuban composers, Siboney.
All right, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blondino on double bass, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. There are four concerts scheduled for this year's South Beach Up North Tour, three of which are in Wausau, one is in Minocqua. Listeners can find a link to that program information at WPR.org/Route 51. Next week, Thursday, July 25th at 7:30, there is a free concert at the Woodson Art Museum. That's at 700 North 12th Street in Wausau. This is not the first time you've performed at the Woodson, is it?
No, we've performed there many times. We love working with Kathy Foley, and frankly, our biggest audiences are at the Woodson. It's the synergy of art and music. I think it's brilliant. But a couple past years, they've had so much going on with sculpture and the wonderful Hispanic artist last year. It was a brilliant show. I couldn't believe how great it was. But this year, they have some space for us, so we're back at the Woodson after a couple of years, and they have a wonderful piano, and it's so great to be playing in a wonderful, beautiful space.
There is something about art and music that just creates the perfect atmosphere. I mean, is it a great fit for this kind of music?
Yeah, well, the acoustics of the gallery, and they have a wonderful piano, a Steinway Grand. So we love playing there. And our pianist next week is Lie Tanaka. We found her many years ago when Molly Roseman, the professor of piano at Stevens Point, who is a Wausau native, she lives in Wausau, and she recommended Lie. And Lie was a recent arrival from Japan, didn't speak much English, and we love playing her. Her personality has blossomed in the years we've played with her, and she's now getting her doctorate at the University of Minnesota. And she also has a Wisconsin connection. She had gone to school at Stevens Point. Her boyfriend is a cellist from Stevens Point. So she is playing with us for the Schumanns. It's Clara Schumann and Robert Schumann. Clara wrote one piano trio, and then a year later, Robert wrote his F major piano trio. So, and Clara Schumann was one of the promoters of Brahms. Really thought Brahms was a great, great artist. And the only problem was Brahms fell in love with her.
Oh.
So, but we're doing the Schumanns next week with Lie.
Wonderful. And are you also performing that in Minocqua as well?
Yes, we're playing up Minocqua. This will be, I think, our third or fourth time playing in Minocqua. And St. Matthias is a beautiful church. Acoustics are amazing, and they also get really great audiences, so we're really happy to play up there.
Wonderful. Well, what would you like to play next?
Well, we're going to continue our theme of Cuban music, and we're going to do by Tito Puente, Oye Como Va, which, if you don't know Spanish, it means, hey, what's up?
Wonderful. This is the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. the South Beach Chamber Ensemble featuring Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Van Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. So many of our listeners weigh in on this program year after year. They are enormous fans of your music and this annual event. Is there something different this year that you'll be doing that fans can expect, fans who have attended in the past?
Well, I think one of the special pieces we're doing with the students this year on Mozart on the Move is a piece by Ponce. He was a Mexican composer, and I was looking through music on YouTube and other venues, and I was really taken by this piece. It's called the Estampas Nocturnas, and it means the prairies at the night, and it's a four-movement piece, and it's quite ambitious for us to work with the students, but we had a rehearsal with them last week, and they did very well, and that's a 20-minute piece, so we're doing that with them. That's, for me, when I play it, I feel very warm, and it's a beautiful piece. The harmonies and the textures and what he evokes with the music is great.
Is there any difference in the way that you prepare for these performances compared to performances elsewhere in the country?
Well, this is very concentrated. You know, we have 2 weeks here, and so we have a lot of rehearsals in a short amount of time. When we do concerts in Miami, like with Sheena, we'll have, you know, we'll have rehearsals spread out over a month, and here it's 2 weeks, very concentrated. So, but that focuses your mind and our fingers very well, because you know what you got to do in a very short amount of time.
Sure. I was looking over your song list, and many pieces I did recognize, but there were several that I didn't. This Jesse Montgomery piece, Voodoo Dolls. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Voodoo Dolls is a piece. Jesse Montgomery, I actually met. I go to the Chamber Music America Conference in New York every year, and they have showcases of all kinds of ensembles, but especially for me, it's string quartets, and it's the highest quality of playing. And Jesse Montgomery is a violinist with a Catalyst Quartet and also a composer. And she wrote Voodoo Dolls. And we played it in Miami last year. And it's very interesting and very, it's just a fun piece to play. It's very mixed rhythm, and there's some, you know, tapping and all kinds of stuff. So we're doing that on the 18th. But also paired with that concert, we are doing a piece by Daniel Bernard Romain. And he grew up in South Florida. He's Haitian-American. And he wrote at least five string quartets based on civil rights. And this is the Rosa Parks string quartet called Clap Your Hands. So we'll be doing some clapping and stopping and some really intricate, complicated rhythms. And parts of it evoke, you know, Ken was saying the other day, I feel like this part is where she was asked to go to the back of the bus. And I believe this year it's the 63rd anniversary of her going back to the bus. So, you know, we're doing, so half of our program on July 18th is by African-American composers. And then we're pairing that with Beethoven. So it's just, you know, there's tons and tons of music out there, old music, new music, you know. So we just have to pick and choose very carefully, because we don't have time to do everything.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like quite a variety that people can expect to hear. A lot of surprises in there, too, I think, for people. So it is going to be anything but dull, that's for sure. I want to remind our listeners, you can find a link to the program information for all of the shows at wpr.org/route51. We'll make sure to post that. You wanted to thank your advisories?
Yes. Well, members? We have a board in Miami, but we also have an advisory board here for South Beach up north. And I wanted to thank Doug Hostler and Sonia Ackerman, Jim Force, Jane Yankee Johnson, and Dixie Wilhite. They are key to getting this off the ground every year. So they are great to work with. They're always fun. We have meals with them and with lots of wine. And so if there's anybody interested in helping expand South Beach up north, please join us. You know, talk to them or talk to us at the concerts. We'd be happy to expand. You know, if we could get more money, we could do more concerts.
Absolutely. Well, we have time for one more. Let's hear one more from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, featuring Michael Andrews, Sheena Gutierrez, Marie Von Rieden, Dr. Kenneth Martinson, and Cindy Blandino, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is by Edvard Grieg. He's probably most famous for his piano concerto, but he also wrote a piece called Holberg Suite. And this is the first movement, the Preludium.
That's all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. I'd like to thank our guests today, Florida's South Beach Chamber Ensemble, featuring Wausau native Michael Andrews on cello, Sheena Gutierrez and Marie Von Rieden on violin, Dr. Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass. There are four concerts scheduled for this year's South Beach Up North Tour, three of which are in Wausau and one in Minocqua. Listeners can find a link to the program information at wpr.org/Route 51. This program was recorded live at the UW Stevens Point at Wausau Theater. Special thanks to Technical Director Chris Berg. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Special music today from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at wpr.org/Route 51. Next week, we'll discuss the ongoing shortage of public defenders in central and northern Wisconsin and the impact it's having on victims, defendants, prosecutors, and judges. Until then, we're heading out of town.